Take your Bibles. Thank you, Amanda. Take your Bibles and turn to Romans 8:28, please. Romans 8:28. I want to talk to you about the detours of life. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. This verse you're very familiar with. It's one of my favorite verses. And over a little over 14 years I've been here, you've probably heard me quote it many times and talk about it. But it is a powerful verse. And it is one that has helped me in my own life. And I'm sure if you have been familiar with it and you've read it and studied it, many times you've gone back to it as you would face some things in your life. But it simply says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. That is, to those who are born again, to those who are saved, to those who know Him, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Not our purpose, but according to His purpose. You know, there are a lot of things in life, if we'll look at them, we can get lessons from those things in life. One of those things is traveling. There are a lot of things and lessons you can get from traveling. For instance, if you come to a crossroad, you think about all the decisions you have to make during a day and how you need to depend on the Lord for those decisions. You think about a road map, and you think about perhaps the Word of God. That's our road map, isn't it? If we're going to get down the road of life and do it right and be successful in the true spiritual sense, we need to look at this road map. Now we use GPS. Well, we can apply that. We have a lady that we never see. And sometimes you want to smack her. You say, just shut up. You know, I'm going the way I want to go. Leave me alone, you know. But we never see her, do we? I wonder what she looks like. I wonder what's behind that voice. What does she look like? But how about the Holy Spirit? We don't see Him, but He speaks to us. He wants to guide us. He wants to lead us. If we'll just be sensitive to His voice, we'll usually wind up at the right place. But some of the strongest lessons that we derive about traveling is this, that the road is never always straight and never always smooth. All of us who've done any traveling, if you've gotten out of town, and even if you hadn't, you find out very quickly the road is not smooth and the road is not always straight, not always that way. We have many times detour signs. We're getting ready for vacation time. I always love it when you go on vacation and you are sitting somewhere in Tennessee and the temperature is about 100 degrees and you're in traffic sitting there because there's been some kind of problem and they're detouring you around and you don't even know where you're going, that kind of thing. That's what I'm talking about. We have those detours in our lives, and we have to follow the signs after we're detoured to make sure that we get back to where we were so we can get back on the smooth highway. And life is that way. It never runs smoothly all the time. I have this theory that on every trip you take, there's going to be one period in that trip that you're going to have a rough part of that trip. For every day that you go through, there's one part of that day is going to be a little bit rough. It's not all going to be smooth all day long. And so it is with life. And we have these detours. What are you talking about? Well, the detour of sorrow. We don't want that, but sometimes God puts that detour in our life. A detour of sorrow. And many of you know exactly what that is. Sometimes it's the detour of loneliness. Being alone. Feeling that loneliness. Sometimes it's illness. Sickness. Sometimes it's affliction that comes that we were not counting on. And many times it's just simply disappointments that come in our life. Disappointments from people, disappointments from circumstances, these come in our life. But there are a lot of lessons that we can learn from these detours, whatever they may be, if we'll just let God teach us about them. One of the things we can understand is that these detours appear suddenly and without warning. They appear suddenly and without warning. It's probably best that we don't know the detours down there because we'd be miserable all the trip until we got to that detour. You stop and think, what if you knew everything that was going to happen to you when you first got saved? You might have been a little discouraged about all of those things if you knew all about it. God doesn't always show us those things immediately, but sometimes they appear suddenly without warning, and it's better not to know all of those difficulties because they might spoil the trip. We'd be anticipating all of that trouble. But all of a sudden, those detours can come up. One day we're feeling good, we're well, we feel healthy, we go to the doctor, or something happens during the night, they rush us to the emergency room, and the doctor has bad news for us. We're going to have triple bypass, open heart surgery, or the doctor may say, I don't know if you're going to make it or not. And sometimes the home is intact. You awaken one morning and everything's going well, and you don't anticipate any problem that day. But somewhere during that day, something happens. Your mate gets sick and they die. I've been there many a time, more times than I've wanted to be, at the hospital, where I got a call and they said, come quickly. So-and-so's had a heart attack and they're in serious condition. And we rush down to the hospital and wait in the waiting room. And finally, the doctor comes out, hangs his head down and says, I'm sorry we couldn't save her. I'm sorry we could not save him. Those things come. You've experienced that, probably some of you, or you've been part of somebody that did experience that. They appear suddenly without warning. Some of these things come in our life. And then we seldom know the length of the detour. We seldom know how long it's going to be. Oh, they might have a sign up in some places, but most places they don't put a sign up. And we're hoping, I hope this doesn't last too long. I hope we can come back to the smooth road very soon. We never know just how long it's going to be, and that's in the hands of God, and we have to trust Him. If He has a detour there, He knows it's the best, whether it's 1 mile or 5 miles or 10 miles that we have to go out of our way that we were not anticipating, and then finally get back on the smooth road. God has a reason for that. We don't know how long it'll be, we just have to trust God. And when God's ready for us to get back on the smooth road, He'll put us back there. And then most detours are rough and winding. I've never been on a detour that I really liked too well. The roads are not even. A lot of times it's rocky and stony and bouncy and dusty and all of that, right after you've had your car washed, you know. And you get on that detour and you may run through some areas that are muddy and noise and all of those things that go along with that. And you go out of your way, and those things delay your arrival time. You are anticipating getting there at a certain time. Looks like it's going to be an hour later. All of that frustrates us, and it slows us down, and we have to drive more carefully as we drive on a detour because we don't have all the markings and all of those things. But we still just have to trust God and know that our time is in God's hands. And God is in charge of all of that. By the way, detours can have their good points. There can be some good things that come out of detours. I've had some detours and went through areas that I never would have gone through and discovered they were some of the most beautiful areas that I'd ever gone through. Some of the most beautiful mountains, some of the most beautiful lakes, some of the most beautiful forestry and things of that nature that I wouldn't have even known were there if I hadn't had a detour. And those things meant a lot because I got to see the scenery and all of that. And maybe not a bunch of billboards advertising Budweiser and Miller High Life and all of those things. You get out there and it's a little more pristine on the detour. Well, detours can many times help us out and bring great spiritual blessings to our life. Blessings that we never would have known. Walk with Christ that we never would have experienced. A thing that we would see in our relationship with Christ that we never would have recognized or realized had God not put that detour in our life. So detours, don't forget, can have and usually do have some good points in them. And then detours lead to appreciation of a good highway. Sometimes we fuss and complain about the highway, the good highway, until we get off on one of those detours. And then we begin to think, you know, I'd like to get back to that smooth highway. I'd like to get back to where I was. That may not have been the most perfect and ideal situation, but we get back to the good road and we sigh and say, man, this is more like it. This is what I want. This is more like what I really wanted and what I really needed. And I believe that that can happen in our lives. It leads to appreciation of a good highway. If we have all sunshine, then we'll get to the place that we take it for granted. The people in Texas do not know how to appreciate sunshine like the people in Indiana. When I lived in Indiana, you had a lot of snowy, dark, gloomy days. And boy, anytime we had the sunshine, I was glad to see the sunshine. And I enjoy Texas even that much more now that I'm back here in Texas because of all of those dark and dreary snowy days and the cold days. I never got used to visiting hospitals, having to park way out in one of those parking lots. It was not in a deck. Going in and walking all that way when it was 15 degrees below zero and the wind chill was 30 below. I'll take the sunshine any day. But those days reminded me of what it was like to have nice warm weather and nice sunshiny weather. And those things are good for us. Well, trouble and affliction comes into our life. Detours come into our life. Dark times come into our life. But God sometimes will use those to make us appreciate what He has already given us and make us appreciate the blessings. A lot of times we forget just how blessed we are. We forget just what God has done for us. We get to a place we take God for granted. We take our groceries for granted, our house for granted, our transportation, our health, and many other things, our family welfare. We take those things for granted. And sometimes God allows the detours to help us understand that those are really good things after all. And we need to take full advantage of all of those good days and use them for the glory of God. Also, a detour is something that we learn on a detour to drive primarily by faith, if we can use that analogy. Most of the other places have good signage, and we have the map, and we know where you're going. You get off on some of those detours, doesn't do you a whole lot of good to read the map, because you really can't find the road you're on. It doesn't say anything about it. But we have those times in our life where we just have to drive by faith. Drive by faith. And say, in essence, and a lot of you wives would relate to that because you punched your husband on detour and said, are you sure you know where you're going? Are you sure we're going to get back to the smooth road? Are you sure you know that this was the right detour, this is the right road to be on? And are you going to really return to the good highway? Well, we just have to drive by faith sometimes and say, honey, I believe this is the right road. That's what the sign said back there. And so I'm just going to stay on it. I'm just going to stay on it. And you're always glad when you get back to the highway. And then she sort of relaxes after you've done that. But detours are times in our life that we have to drive by faith. You see, God doesn't always show us everything He's doing, does He? We don't understand the ways of God sometimes. We're not looking up here. He's looking up on this side. We're looking on the underside. We see a bunch of threads. You know, you look on the underside of a rug or some kind of work that a woman has made, and there's a design on the top of it. It's beautiful. It makes sense. It has color. You look at it and say, wow, that's pretty. But you take it and look up on the underside and you say, what a mess. It doesn't look like that would make any sense on the other side. But that's God. God sees the whole. God sees everything. God knows what He needs to use to help other people to get right with Him. God knows what He needs to use to see people come to Christ because of maybe some of your detours and maybe some of the disappointments and the problems that you've had. God will allow those things to be used for His glory. And God is wiser than you and wiser than me. And so He allows some of those things to come into our lives, detours, so that God will let us go by faith and trust Him, and it's a good thing to do. We know, we're supposed to know, that all things work together for good. He didn't say just the good things there, did he? That's not what's there. Not just the good things. But we know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. And somehow, some way, we just have to drive by faith and believe that God knows exactly what he's doing. I just don't have the answers. Families will say to me, well, why does God allow this? Or what's going on here? I don't understand what God is doing. I don't understand what's going on in my life and all of those things. But friend, we just have to trust the Lord. And we have some other things we can do if we don't do that. We can turn around and go back. That's not a good thing to do. That's sort of the coward's way out. And you know, a lot of people choose that way out. They take, rather than accepting the detour, rather than accepting the thing that God has allowed, they get bitter and they get angry, and some of them say, I'm going to work this out myself, and they take their own lives. I've known church members who've done that. I've known preachers and evangelists who have done that. I'll work it out my way. That's the coward's way out. Suicide is always the coward's way out. And then there are those who take the detour, and you have this choice. You can gripe and grumble the whole time that you're on the detour. I believe there are a lot of Baptists that like to do that. Gripe, grumble, and complain about it the whole time. That doesn't bring any glory to God. God is not pleased when it's that way. There are some people, I believe, that enjoy telling you about their pain and about the tragedy of their surgery. And I don't mind hearing about it and praying for you. I don't mean that, but there's some that just goes on and on and on. And they, you know, you understand, you're laughing because you've met some folks like that. And they'll say, and nobody understands my pain. Nobody understands what I've been through. Nobody knows my hurt. And yet somebody else has been through it too. But it's how you approach that. We take the detour sometimes. We grumble and complain the whole time about the roughness of the road. And many times that really intensifies our trouble. It doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help us. And it will intensify the difficulty that you're having because you drive your friends away. You drive those people who otherwise would want to be around you and help you out. They'll just start going away from you. They won't even want to be around you because you grumble and complain about it. And then the other option, and this is the better option, that is to accept the detour with the Spirit of Christ and with good cheer. Accept it with the Spirit of Christ and with the Spirit of the Lord and good cheer. Paul, I think the Apostle Paul suffered a lot. I don't think it was just an eye problem alone, ophthalmology. I think if it was that, it was even more than that. I believe that he suffered. I believe that he suffered pain. Many Bible scholars believe that. Many Bible students believe that he really suffered severe pain. And I'm sure there were times that he might say that he did not understand it. It didn't matter to Paul. Paul said, I love God. I'm going to take whatever comes my way, and I'm going to take it for the glory of God without complaining and know that somehow God is using my physical problem, my malady, for his honor and for his glory. I have people so many times say, I just don't understand it all. But Paul may have even said that, but he said, I love God and I trust him completely, and I'm going to trust him through this problem and take it. And God said, Paul, I'm giving that to you. There's a reason for it, that you might stay humble in the flesh, and so I can use you in a greater way. And that's what God wanted to do with the Apostle Paul, and he did that. But Paul accepted it with good cheer and in the Spirit of God. Sometimes I think we just need to stop and pause and think and meditate a little bit about those detours and get our hearts right with God in relationship to it. What kind of detours? Death. The loss of a loved one. But don't forget, we'll see our loved one again. Amen. Don't forget that we'll see them in heaven again. That's what some of these songs are reminding us of tonight. Loneliness, being misunderstood. Those times come. Paul said one time, no man stood with me. Not one. No man stood with me, but all men forsook me. How would you like to have been the Apostle Paul doing what he did, preaching like he preached, being faithful to God like he was, and then come to the conclusion, at least that period of his life, there was nobody there to help him out, nobody to care for him. Loneliness is a difficult time, but it's God-like to follow the principle of the Word of God. What is that? Remember that the Lord is with you. His promise is, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth, or the end of the world, or the end of the age. I am with you all the way through. David Livingston was asked the question about what verse was his favorite verse. What verse gave him the most comfort and helped him the most? And he said, the verse that says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. That's the verse that kept David Livingston being the great Christian and the great missionary that he was. We have detours of illness. We have detours of affliction. Human suffering is something that is very difficult to deal with. People have to go through that. Often I hear people say, I wonder why I'm suffering so much. I wonder why I'm hurting so much. I wonder why I have to go through this. I wonder why God has allowed these things and allowing them in my life. And I don't always have the answer. Most of the time I don't have the answer. I cannot give them the answer, except I can give them the principle that God is in charge and God knows what is best and God's going to take care of it. We live in a world of sorrow and sickness and disappointment, and people let us down, death, all of those things. And as long as the devil is on planet Earth, friend, and the demonic forces of hell, we're going to have those things going on. But God can take them and use them for His glory. One other detour, and I enlarge on this just a little bit, is disappointment. There's the detour of disappointment. But let me tell you, people are going to let you down. People are going to disappoint you. You cannot quit serving God just because people disappoint you. Sometimes as a pastor, there are people that break my heart and disappoint me immensely. It seems like many times those you've visited the most in the hospitals, those you've done the most for, those you've prayed for, those you've been with at night, those that you've set up with them when their loved one was dying, that the first little thing that comes along, they're going to let you have it. That's sort of disappointing, you know. And a lot of preachers and a lot of full-time servants, a lot of youth directors and ministers of music and associate pastors and others who've been in those positions have said, I've had it, I quit. Well, sometimes we have the detour of disappointment. You've got to keep your eyes on the Lord. And sometimes preachers will disappoint you. You've got to keep your eyes on the Lord. I had a man today, where we were eating lunch, stopped me and was talking to me, an African-American guy, and he said, I about decided that I'm just going to keep my eyes on the Lord and not man. I said, you've got it. That's the right thing to do. Keep your eyes on the Lord and not man. You know why? Because He never fails. He never fails. And He is the one. If we lean on Him, friend, He's not going to fail in our life. Would you stand, please? Our heads are bowed. Have you gone through some detours lately? You know what I mean by that. Some things you were not counting on, some things that disappointed you, some problems, some heartaches, some things you don't even understand tonight, something with your family, something with your health, something at your job, something, I don't know what. The Spirit of God's spoken to you about it. Would you bring your disappointments to Him and thank Him? Just thank God for the detours in your life and trust Him and have faith. Go on by faith and you'll never regret it. And God will use it for His glory if you'll have a cheerful and glorious and victorious spirit over the detours of life. Father, we pray that You would help us tonight that we might trust You and look to You. I also know, God, that sometimes You allow these detours, these things we didn't plan on, to bring us to the place that we will accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. Maybe there's somebody like that here tonight, Lord. I pray that they would come and be saved. To think about the things that you're doing in their lives and the things you've allowed, that just perhaps you're using those things to bring them to salvation. Or even to a believer, that the things that have been allowed in their lives are things that you have allowed to put them back on track and to help them get closer to you and to perhaps in some cases judge sin and get it out of their lives. Lord, help us. We thank you for the detours of life, and we thank you for Romans 8:28. Help us to believe it, trust in it, and to live from the experience of it in a way that glorifies and honors you. Draw us closer to yourself. Show us that we need to depend on you more as we go through those detours of life. In Jesus' name we ask it.